It's time for the Region 16 championship game between the top seed Mineral Area Cardinals, the host club, and the two seed Moberly Greyhounds, both teams inside the top 20 in the nation. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer, and Brayden Cooley, our entire crew, and it's time to meet the starters, and we'll start it with the visiting Moberly Greyhounds, 24-7 on the season. Their head coach, Patrick Smith, in his 15th year, they go with the 6'3 sophomore TKO Carpenter, 5'10 sophomore Xavier Sykes, 6'5 sophomore Akili Evans, 6'2 sophomore Freddie Cooper, and a 6'8 freshman, Cameron Williams. For the Mineral Area Cardinals, 29-2. Greg Heyer is their first-year head coach. They go with the 6'1 freshman Tyler Smith, 6'7 sophomore Amarion Dickerson, 6'5 sophomore Josh Meo, 6'2 sophomore Doriante Tucker, and a 6'8 sophomore Enrich Mawator. Mack in the white uniforms, wording on the front, Cardinals red, trimmed in black, straight across over the number, in block. Numbers on the front and back match that. Double red stripe on the base of the pants, big Cardinal head on either side. And the Nike emblem on the right chest of these jerseys. For Moberly, they're in the black uniforms. It reads Hounds on the front. Check that, Moberly on the front. Red, no trim. Numbers on the front and back match that. Double gray stripe down the side emblazoned in a double red stripe. As Hayden Sprinkle makes his way in wearing a Kansas jersey.
They did not have a good showing today.
20 minutes on the big board. We're ready to go for tip-off here at the Bob. Mineral Area, the Cardinals, and the Moberly Greyhounds. They send Cameron Williams to the circle. Mack will put Amarion Dickerson there for the tip. The Cardinals right to left on your listening device, left to right if you're viewing on the YouTube channel. And for the Moberly Greyhounds, the directions are switched. They are left to right. Ready to tip things off. And this one, a high energy already.
A lot of energy. A lot of energy. It's going to be a fun one, Jared.
Players in the circle. Ball in the air. Tip one back by the Cards. Tyler Smith has it in the opening possession for Mineral Area. Again, right to left on your listening device. This is Tyler Smith through the circle to the near side. Mack needed 30 seconds to get on the board against Three Rivers. Josh Meo to the cup. Can't hit underneath. And the rebound collected by Cameron Williams after the miss by Josh Meo. And on the near side, TKO Carpenter. He'll roll it inside. Tyler Smith dives for it, takes it away, and a foul is whistled against Moberly. It'll be the first on the Greyhounds, and they're going to put this one on Akili Evans. That'll be his first as well.
Yeah, good offensive and defensive trip for Mack to open the game. Good execution on offense. Meo just lost the ball going to the hoop, and then how about the defensive effort by Smitty here?
19:37 to go. Moberly's already given up their first possession. Mack will get their second. Inbound on the baseline. It'll be D.T. Tucker. Full court pressure for the Hounds. They showed that every minute, every second even, of the last game that these two teams played when Moberly got the winner on February 21st. Tyler Smith on the near wing. Doesn't take a shot. He'll probe to the basket. Kick to the corner. D.T. Tucker is out of bounds when he caught it. And Greg Heyer tells Tyler Smith to shoot that ball.
Yeah, I mean, Smitty played so well Thursday night. Just continue to play with that confidence.
Inbound from Moberly. We are 37 seconds in. It's still scoreless, 0-0. Xavier Sykes to the far side for Akili Evans. Now to the near wing, gets around Amarion Dickerson to the corner for Sykes. Three ball, got it. That's how the scoring starts, 3-0 Moberly. I don't think there was a single game these two played in the regular season where Max started out with the lead. They didn't at Moberly to start. They didn't here. And then the second game, they didn't either. Never had a lead up there in the third game. Tyler Smith, head of the arc, working head of the foul line out for Amarion Dickerson to the far side. 15-footer shot, wouldn't fall, but he's fouled. And Dickerson to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I thought that shot looked a little awkward. I'm glad he got the foul called there, headed the free throw line. It's good for him, you know, get to the foul line early, see the ball go through the hoop.
And he was lights out from the foul line on Thursday, shooting at 69% from the foul line this season. First one for Amarion Dickerson at the line to our left. No good. 18:48 to go in the first. 3-0 Greyhounds. Patrick Smith asking the official about the call. Might not have liked it. Dickerson going to get a second.
There we go.
Can't hit that one. Rolls off the front, and Akili Evans has the rebound. That one looked good. It just got too much of the front iron. Xavier Sykes out of the backcourt, spot up three near side, goes bank, it wouldn't fall, and Rich Mawator's got a rebound, and Dite Tucker on the floor as he and Mawator collide. Now to Tyler Smith on the far side. Mawator had 15 rebounds on Thursday night. That's Smith, got it to Dite Tucker, head of the arc, now to the foul line, pick and roll, try to go to Sykes, it was out of bounds off of Mack.
Yeah, back to Rich. I feel like all 15 of those rebounds were with two hands, too. He rebounded the ball extremely, extremely well. High level.
Mobley again leading 3-0. Sykes on the near side. Going to work on perimeter through a screen set by Cameron Williams. Pick and roll. They got it to him on the near side. He hoists that one and hits as Amarion Dickerson couldn't get to him to contest the shot. Dickerson actually came down on his ankle today in practice. Or yesterday in practice, that is. Josh Mio for Dickerson. He'll attack the basket, lay in, wouldn't fall, he's fouled. Dickerson for two more at the line to our left. Mack down 5-0.
I feel like his last trip to the free throw line, he rushed both of them a little bit. I felt like he was taking his time Thursday night. A little too long, actually, but, you know, he got in his routine and was able to go 12 for 15 from the free throw line. He needs to find that same routine here tonight, getting to the line early.
Dickerson's got two more free throws, empty on his first trip. Mack scoreless so far, 2 minutes in. Dickerson taking all of his time. Unloads, good on the first. Mack trails by four now, 5-1. That was awfully close to the a lot of time.
That's what he did Thursday night, too. And like I said, he shot a high percentage. Stick with his routine and settle in and make them.
Second free throw for Amarion Dickerson. Bends the D, unloads. Can't hit that one, and Akili Evans with another rebound. On the near side, this is Xavier Sykes working up in front of the score table. Now he gets it to the head of the arc. Near poked away by Rich Mawator. Sykes comes all the way back to the timeline to get it. Now to the near side of the baseline. Cameron Williams, 12-footer, got it, man. 7-1, not a good start for Mineral Area, down by 6.
Yeah, got to make him put the ball on the floor.
Marcus Watson to the table to check in. Tyler Smith trapped in the backcourt, got it to Dite Tucker on the near side. And Tyler Smith is ejected. He just got thrown out.
That was silly, man.
Yeah, that's not the right play. Just slapped a player on the bench. Tyler Smith is done.
Yeah, that was silly.
Slapped a player on the bench. The official right here asking Marcus Watson going to come into the game. That's a big loss for Mack.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he just smacked him in the face.
I don't know what he's thinking.
It wasn't even open hand. It was close fist. Took a swing at him.
That's a huge loss for Mack because he's done for the next game if he plays. At 17:30 in the first, fans are going to boo, but it's the right call. He just reached out and slapped him right in the face. And it'll be Xavier Sykes to shoot two. I don't know what he was thinking, Jimmy. I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't either.
Sykes good on the first.
Not smart.
Greg Heyer says the bench pushed him down. You still can't get up and swing.
Right. Which he's right. Yeah. The bench instigated it, but, you know, old saying, right? Second guy always gets called.
Sykes hits them both. It's now 9-1 Greyhounds. And Mack, without likely their best point guard tonight because Marcus Watson dealing with the injuries on the floor, but he might not be 100% healthy. And that the NJCAA going to take a look at that. Obviously, Sykes on the near side, swinging it to the far side, throws it way over the head of TK O'Carpenter and to the Lady Cardinals on the seats on the far side. So Mack will get it back, and now they need something to swing the momentum in the favor of not just the Cards, but the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse as well.
Yeah, I'm just still lost for words what happened with Tyler Smith.
I cannot believe that he would do that in this big of a game. Dite Tucker on the near side trying to work out of the backcourt. Got it to Amarion Dickerson. Head of the arc to the far side for Marcus Watson. Back out on perimeter for Dickerson. To the foul line, that's Rich Mawator. He'll dribble once trying to work around Cameron Williams. Can't. Lob it back up top for Dickerson. Dickerson to the far side for Marcus Watson. 10 seconds on the max shot clock. Watson through a Mawator screen. Watson head of the arc. 6 on the shot clock from the foul line. Watson can't hit that one. Mawator deflects the rebound out of bounds. And it's going to be a long night for Mack if they can't hit shots.
We just got to settle in. You know, look a little uncomfortable right now. We'll be fine.
On the near side, Xavier Sykes, as Preston Turner awaits a stoppage to check in. Sykes hands it off for Freddie Cooper, his first touch of the ball. Cooper trying to work around Amarion Dickerson, can't. Got it to the near side for Akili Evans. He put up 24 in the win for Moberly the other, the last time these two played, and there's Freddie Cooper with the floater that falls. 11-1, Greyhounds. Mineral Area down by 10. They found themselves down by this much at Moberly in that third meeting. D.T. Tucker wants a three from the near corner. Got it! D.T. Tucker. Shot. That'll wake up the Bob. His first three-point shot to fall with 16-12 to go. It's 11-4, Moberly. 16-08 to go in the first. Sykes to the far side. Akili Evans wants one from NBA range. Can't get that. And Marcus Watson's got the rebound. Looking good on the ankle as he brings that one off the glass. Watson to the near side. D.T. Tucker can't take that one. TKO Carpenter got to his face. Lob it. Amarion Dickerson between the circles. Akili Evans is there trying to work around him. Got it to Josh Mio. Mio through a Dickerson screen. Sykes stays with him. Mio on perimeter. 10 seconds on the max shot clock. Lob pass deflected. Back out to the near side. Dickerson far wing. He'll work around Evans. No poke called to the corner. D.J. Tucker. Three ball. Oh, rattles out. And TKO Carpenter's got the rebound. 15 and a half to go in the first. 11-4. On the near side, Freddie Cooper got it from TKO Carpenter. Cooper can't hit that three. Players collide. Dickerson wants a foul. He doesn't get it. Rebound for Marcus Watson. Outlet. That's D.T. Tucker. On perimeter, back to Watson. Puts it to the deck. Watson fighting through hand contact from Akili Evans. No whistle. Watson working through the foul line. Kick it out. That's Josh Mio near side. Back to Watson. Up top, Amarion Dickerson. Man, the fans wanted him to take that one. He doesn't and backs off. 12 seconds of the max shot clock. Up top, this is Josh Mio. Mio into the logo. 8 on the shot clock. The countdown starts. Mio behind the back dribble through a screen set by Mauator. Mio in.
Good
shot. D2 wouldn't fall as Akili Evans has another rebound. It's still 11-4, folks. The Hounds lead the Cards. Xavier Sykes slowly up the floor. Sykes to the far side. Had it poked away by Mauator. Got it to Watson.
And one.
Can't hit. Offensive rebound. No, the whistle. Watson's going to go to the line to shoot two. The foul was before the rebound. And Mauator to the floor.
Sykes on the foul.
Yep, that'll be his second. He's a player that you need to get in foul trouble. The third on Moberly. And two free throws for Marcus Watson. He shot it well down the stretch this year from the foul line. And Preston Turner and CJ Outlaw will check in after this first free throw. First for Watson at the line to our left. 14:37 to go in the first half. Watson away. Got it. Our free throws are going to be huge tonight, Jimmy.
There. They are. They're huge every game, but especially in a championship game like tonight. Got to take advantage of points any way you can get them.
Second free throw for Marcus Watson Jr. Hits them both. Got the friendly touch off the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse Irons. TKO Carpenter on the near side. Working through a screen set by Cameron Williams. Got it to him. Deep two from 18 feet out. And he hits that one. Makes it look easy.
Yeah, he's in a rhythm right now. He's got to put the ball on the floor. Everything he's shot has just been catch and shoot.
Preston Turner, outlet Marcus Watson. He gets it to Amarion Dickerson, still in the backcourt. Now to Turner on the near side across the timeline. Working through the lane, nearly had it poked away. Back out on perimeter. Somebody's got to move off the ball and go get it. CJ Outlaw does at the far wing. Back to Dickerson, just outside of the logo. To Josh Mio on the near side, trying to work around Cameron Williams. Gets past him, but met by TKO Carpenter. Corner Preston Williams, far side. Dribble drive on the baseline, put it off the glass and in. Great take by Preston Turner.
I need him to be aggressive all night long. That's nice to see. First time he puts a shot up on the rim.
13-8. Mac only down by 5. Akili Evans on the far side. Lob it back to the near side for TKO Carpenter. 3. No good. And a foul whistle. No. The whistle goes out of bounds. I thought I heard a whistle.
I thought I did,
Jimmy.
Too. Yeah.
It's out of bounds off of Mac. It'll be Three Rivers ball on the media stoppage. 13:38 to go in the first. 13-8. Greyhounds leading Cardinals on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at ofsl.bank.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Cameron Williams got it inside to Freddie Cooper. A whistle called and a foul on Mack. It's Amarion Dickerson. His first and the team's second, and that will put Freddie Cooper. Oh, no, they put it on the floor.
Yeah, on
a
the
break
floor,
for the Cards.
On the floor.
13:34 to go in the first. 13-8, Greyhounds leading. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer, and Braden Cooley back at the studio. Cameron Williams now going to inbound as TKO Carpenter steps out of the baseline. Williams looking inside. Has nobody to get it to. Gets it to Akili Evans. Dribble drive on the baseline. Nice dish down feed to Cameron Williams. 10-footer with the jump shot. Rattles it in again. 8 for Cameron Williams. He averages 9.2 a game and hasn't scored more than 10 points against Mack all season in their games. That's not total. I think the highest he had was 10. That was here at the Bob. Josh Mio doesn't take that shot. Got it to Preston Turner. An offensive trip for the Cards. Marcus Watson through a CJ Outlaw screen. Watson splits a couple of defenders. Lay-in good. Oh, man, Marcus Watson can dribble through a phone booth and make it look easy. Mack still down by 5, 15-10, 13 minutes to go. Watson nearly had a steal. TKO Carpenter controls in the near corner for Nelson Reynolds. He can shoot the lights out. Akili Evans up top. Now to the foul line with the dribble. Into the corner, Nelson Reynolds wants a three from there. That one's short. Rebound offensive, Cameron Williams to the basket. He got it. And Greg Heyer screaming at the official, and the official got to bark back. Go down and watch the floor. 12:39 to go in the first, 17-10. Plays happening down there, buddy. Preston Turner around a defender to the basket with the hook shot. That's off glass, no good. Foul not whistled. And again, it's the same official. And Greg Heyer's getting teed up. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. This is outrageous. This official is awful every time he refs at Mineral Area. This is awful. 17-10, and Greg Heyer just got teed up again. This might be, what is this, the second time he's got teed up? Nelson Reynolds going to shoot too. This is awful. Control the game, buddy. Control the game. Nelson Reynolds good on the first. At 12:28, and Rich Malator coming back in. The ref missed two fouls and doesn't like to be barked at. Nelson Reynolds going to hit them both. This is the officials got to take control.
That's just how Greg coaches, man. And these officials, it was probably premeditated, it looks like, in the locker room. You know, Greg yells. He's a yeller. He's all over the coach's box, but he doesn't do it for long. He moves on to the next possession. I'm shocked to see it. The whistle get called that early.
Moberly with possession as well. They're up 19-10. 12:17 to go. Cameron Williams, Akili Evans fakes a shot. Dribble drive on the baseline. Met by Rich Malator. Spin move. Got to work about four times, and they blow the whistle and turn it over. The Bob livid here in Mineral Area. On the near side, Max got it. Marcus Watson out of the backcourt. Here's D.T. Tucker, head of the arc, Rich Malator. 12 minutes to go in the first. Mack down by 9. Marcus Watson to the far side. Dickerson trying to work inside. Hop step through. Off glass. Can't get that one. Malator with an offensive rebound. Turner near side 3. Preston Turner too strong. And a player pushed down. Akili Evans right in front of the official that made that technical call. Come on, man. On the near side, Nelson Reynolds all alone 3. Can't get that one. Preston Turner loses it out of bounds. That official on the far side is blind tonight, Jimmy. Only seeing what he wants to see. He's been the official in the 3 championship games that Mack has played in, now this being the third. Missed a couple last year. 11:40 to go in the first. 19-10, Hounds lead. And they get possession inbounding on the near side of the baseline. Greg Heyer talking to the official on the near side. He's got to be careful now. He already got teed up. Next one, he's out. Nelson Reynolds catch and shoot three in the near corner. Can't hit that one. And another rebound knocked away. Marcus Watson puts it out of bounds. This is, call a timeout, GH. You're going to have, your team is rattled right now. 11:34 to go in the first. 19-10, Moberly. TKO Carpenter inbounds underneath. Shot blocked by Amarion Dickerson, but an offensive rebound on the floor collected by Javoris Moye. Set it up top for TKO Carpenter. Moberly's got another chance. 10 seconds on their shot clock. Carpenter to the far side. Up top, this is Isaiah Robinson. He's from Farmington, Missouri. Nelson Reynolds threw Robinson from downtown. That one short. Rebound going to go out of bounds as Javoris Moye touched it on the baseline. 19-10, 11:14 to go in the first.
Yeah, collect your composure. I feel like Max playing with a lot of unneeded pressure right now. Just relax, play our game. We'll be fine.
11:14 to go in the first. Mack down by nine. And Marcus Watson's got it in the backcourt after the inbound. He gets it to DT Tucker on the near side. Back to Watson. Watson rolls it to Dickerson to the foul line. That's a hold. Are they going to go held ball?
We got a foul.
We're going to get a foul on Moberly. That'll be their fourth. And they're going to put that on Freddie Cooper. I don't know. I think he got more ball, if you're asking me. Maybe a makeup call? 11:04 to go in the first. Mack down by nine. Marcus Watson inbounds right of the lane.
So what you're saying is he still has not had a correct call tonight.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Jimmy. Inbound lobbed up top for Amarion Dickerson. Tries to go to Watson, who's covered. Now he gets it to Watson, and an offensive foul called on Amarion Dickerson. This is unbelievable. It's the second on Dickerson, the third on Mineral Area. Check that, the fourth on Mineral Area. Max still down by nine. And Javoris Moye will inbound on the far side. Suspect officiating here in the Region 16 Championship. And I don't try and dog on the officials, Jimmy, but this has just been not good.
Out.
And out of bounds. Jimmy called that one before the official. Turnover on Moberly. Max getting it back. Down by nine. Need a big three here. Inbound to the backcourt for Marcus Watson. Working up the floor on the far side. Watson, behind the back dribble, got it to Josh Mio. Mio to the near wing, met by a defender. That's Freddie Cooper. Mio trying to work his way inside through the paint. Kick it out, Preston Turner. Far
Need
side
it.
Three from downtown.
Need
got it.
It!
Preston Turner! Five for Turner. 10.5 to go in the first half. And that makes it a six-point game, 19-13. Xavier Sykes on the near side. Picks up his dribble. Got it to Nelson Reynolds, way out on the near side in front of us. Reynolds trying to work down low on perimeter. Taking it back out of the arc and a
offensive
foul called against Mineral Era by Moberly, excuse me.
Wouldn't be Mac basketball if we didn't have to battle a little adversity.
That's
right, Jerry?
Right, that's right. First on Reynolds, fifth on Moberly. Reynolds was the one that was called for the foul. He also was taken to the floor. 19-13. I didn't see much contact there. I was screened by the official that was standing directly in front of us. 10-10 to go in the first half, 19-13. Marcus Watson was not even watching, and he caught that inbound pass to him.
Athlete, baby, athlete.
He'll work up the floor, reverse back to the far side, now take it back to the near side. Through a screen set by Josh Mio. Watson, head of the arc, tried to lob it to Preston Turner. It was deflected, and Xavier Sykes has the steal. Now for Freddie Cooper on the far side. Beg your pardon, that's TKO Carpenter. Met by Josh Mio. Carpenter crossover dribble, trying to work around. Mio can't. Shot deflected, and Preston Turner's got the rebound. Turner working up the floor, trying to get around Akili Evans. Does. Got it to Marcus Watson.
In
the corner, DT Tucker for three.
Bam.
Oh, yeah! DT Tucker! Three-point game, baby! Six for DT Tucker. And the Bob's alive, and Patrick Smith takes a timeout, and the fans on their feet here at the Bob. 19-16, 9:28 to go in the first on KFMO.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials from sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Check us out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Banks, and by CarSmart of Farmington. Back on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, Mac down by 3, 19-16. 9:28 to go in half number one, and it'll be Akili Evans to inbound for Moberly. To the backcourt for Xavier Sykes. Sykes to the near side. Out for Nelson Reynolds at the wing. Through a screen set by Sykes. Marcus Watts going to be called on a foul. He makes a little bit too much contact with Reynolds. First good. On Watts and fifth on Mac. Sorry, yeah, Jimmy.
Good aggressive switch, though. Tell Mac is starting to settle into their own now, playing their brand of basketball.
9:18 to go in the first. TKO Carpenter inbounds for Xavier Sykes in front of us. Sykes to the far side through a screen set by Akili Evans. Into the corner for TKO Carpenter. Bounce it inside for Evans. Evans trying to work his way to the basket, met by a pair of Cardinals.
Good
nice
dude.
Play. Marcus Watson checked out Amari. Man, that's 0 for 2. Rich Malator knocked it away. Watson had the steal. Preston Turner in the far corner. Working back out on perimeter. 8:58 to go in the first half. Mack down by 3. Turner cuts back, and he lost it out of bounds.
Can't let the ball stick that long. Got to move.
Not a whole lot of movement off the ball on that trip either.
Not at all.
Doesn't help Preston Turner out when he's trapped on the far sideline. .848 to go in the first. 19-16. Evans to the far side. Moberly leads by 3. Evans trying to work in on Preston Turner. Pushes him down and an offensive charge.
Good
yes,
dude.
Sir. Second on Akili Evans, sixth on Moberly. Next one puts Mack in the bonus.
This is an awesome job by Preston Turner, just baiting Evans into that offensive foul.
8:40 to go. Oh, that's the seventh. Mack's in the bonus. I only had that a six.
Player control, getting no free throws.
No, it's not like high school.
But, yes, we will be in the bonus here on out for the next 8:40, which is...
Mack only has committed 5 fouls. Out of the backcourt, Marcus Watson trying to work across the timeline. Does. Trying to work now around.
Good
Xavier
move.
Sykes, nice move. Left-handed lay-in falls, and Mack trails by a point. 19-18. 8:24 to go in the first. And the inbound for Javaris Moye as he gets it to Xavier Sykes. I don't know if Sykes left the floor all game so far.
I'll tell you what, Marcus Watson, he was ready to get back on the floor, wasn't he?
He sure was. Javaris Moye for Xavier Sykes between the circles through a Moye screen to the far side. 8:07 to go.
Block that.
Block shot. Oh, but it falls in, and Sykes tumbles over Rich Malator, and Malator's down. 4-on-4 the other way. We got 2 players down. Preston
Buster
Turner. DT Tucker, 3 for the lead. Wouldn't go. Neal had the rebound poked down, and it's off of Moye. Malator up. Sykes up. That's good to see. They went down hard on the near or in the backcourt of Mineral Area as they hit the. They both hit the door that the locker room is in, or the weight room, that is. Mack inbounds far side, Marcus Watson. Malator coming out as CJ Outlaw comes in.
Both took some hard falls there.
Josh Mio on the near side through the lane, kicking out DT Tucker. Mack down by 3, 21-18. Watson to the far side, probes in. Out for Preston Turner, triple ties. Lob it to Marcus Watson. 6 on the shot clock for Mack. Watson holds there. He'll work inside through a defender. Shot was blocked. Wanted a foul. He didn't get it. The rebound for Cameron Williams. Numbers for Moberly, but Mack gets back. Spot up 3. TKO Carpenter wouldn't go. Cameron Williams, an offensive rebound. Working around. CJ Outlaw. Shot won't go with the floater and the rebound for DT Tucker. Josh Mio on the far side. Mack down by a tray. 7:18 left in the first. Mio on the far side through an outlaw screen. Sends it up top for Marcus Watson. He'll work inside to put Mack down by 1. Can't hit that. CJ Outlaw missed the rebound. Quick outlet. Freddie Cooper cherry pick and he slams it home. 23-18. 7 minutes to go. Mack back down by 5. And Marcus Watson calls a timeout. 6:57 to go in the first. 23-18. Mack trails by 5 at a full stoppage on KFMO.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at OFSL.bank.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Banks, and by CarSmart of Farmington.
23-18, Moberly leads Mineral Area, 6:57 to go in the first. Mack will inbound on the far sideline. And Mack slow to get out of the timeout. The official had to tell him, what, three, four times? It'll be Amarion Dickerson back in to inbound on the far side. And it looks like Josh Mio may be the point guard for this little bit of time.
Yeah, and good thing Coach Hires had a package in his back pocket all year long for Mio at the point, and it's going to have to come into to play big time tonight with Smitty getting ejected.
Mio loses that one. Xavier Sykes has it. Mack down by five. Sykes head of the arc, working to the near side, trying to get around. Mio can't. Picked up his dribble. Cameron Williams from just inside the arc. Hands it off to Freddie Cooper. Try to go back to him. D.T. Tucker deflects it away. Amarion Dickerson's got the steal. 6.5 to go in the first. Mack down by five. Josh Mio on the far side. Mio trying to back his way on perimeter. Mio fighting around Xavier Sykes. Up top, Dickerson straight on three. That wouldn't fall. Rebound, D.T. Tucker. Players down. Dickerson to the basket through two, and a foul called on Moberly. And if they give Dickerson continuation, I don't think it will be, but he's going to shoot a one-on-one no matter what. Foul is on Cameron Williams, his second, and the team's eighth. So Dickerson's got a one-on-one. He is just 1-for-4 tonight from the foul line.
Mack has done an unbelievable job to stay in this game with the way that it started.
First free throw for Dickerson. Rattles out. So Cameron Williams has the rebound. On the front end of the one-and-one, Freddie Cooper on the near side. Cooper working through a screen. Takes a three from way out. Drains it. 7 for Cooper. 26-18. Mack down by 8. And Malator going to come back into the game at the next stoppage. Josh Mio takes it into the logo to reset an offensive play as Greg Heyer calls it out. Mio behind the back dribble to the near side. Through a screen set by Outlaw up top for Amarion Dickerson trying to work around trouble. Got it to Preston Turner. Preston. Corner three far side. Rattles out. And no one there for the rebound except Javaris Moyer. Another outlet and another. Oh, they call a flagrant. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. 26-18, 5:37 to go, and a flagrant foul called against Amarion Dickerson. That's his third. 5:37 to go in the first, 26-18. And it'll put Moberly at the foul line, and it's the sixth on Mineral Area. It's going to be Freddie Cooper cherry-picking back-to-back times on his baskets. That well, he missed that one. Malator going to check in. Amarion Dickerson coming out. C.J. Outlaw also coming out. Marcus Watson back into the game.
I thought he was making a play on the ball.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you call that a flagrant. And the official not going to give an explanation either. Because why not? Why would he? Fans boo. Freddie Cooper going to shoot two. First free throw. Good. He's got eight. Freddie Cooper going to get a second, 6'2 sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri. Boy, the Cardinals have been rattled since the start of this one. He hits them both.
Yeah, they've had several opportunities. You know, they did a good job of composing themselves, settling in, and kept it within one or two possessions. And Moberly gave him plenty of chances with turnovers and bad shots. And, you know, then Mineral Area would go down and just give it right back to him.
5:37 to go in the first. Mack down by 10. Cameron Williams has it on the near elbow, trying to work around Rich Malator. Hook shot falls off for the rebound collected by Marcus Watson. He'll work up the floor. Mack needs something to fall. Trailing by 10. Mio on the far side as Xavier Sykes tries to dive for a foul call. Mio on the far side through a screen set by Malator. Mio now working in and out for Marcus Watson. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Watson between the circles to the near side. Into the corner, Josh Mio. Catch and shoot three. Rattles out, and Xavier Sykes has the rebound. Mack struggling so far in this first half. There's 5 minutes left in it. Sykes to the near side for Javaris Moyer. Moyer to the baseline. Met by Malator. Got it to Cameron Williams. 10-footer from the elbow. Rattles out. And the rebound for D.T. Tucker. Williams has missed his last three shots. Up top, Watson. Working to the foul line. Watson pivots. Shoots it over Williams and got it. Marcus Watson's got eight. Mack down by eight. Watson leads the team in scoring.
We got to keep attacking the paint. Cameron Williams is dead tired right now.
Javaris Moyer, head of the arc to the foul line. Send it down low for Cameron Williams, and he'll lay that one out. 4:25 to go. Mack back down by 10.
That was just a poor defensive decision by Rich right there, leaving Cam on a block wide open.
Watson going to attack the basket over the head of Williams again. Floats that one in. Watson's got 10.
Got to go at him. He's got no legs right now.
Xavier Sykes on the near side. Trying to work out of the backcourt and does. 4 minutes left in the first half. Mack down by eight. C.J. Outlaw ready to check in for the Cards. Javaris Moyer fadeaway shot was blocked by D.T. Tucker. Marcus Watson has it after the rebound by Rich Malator. Watson into the corner for Dickerson. Check that. Tucker up top for Malator. Hasn't taken a three-point shot all season. He won't this time. Up top for Watson. 3:42 to go. Mack down 30-22. Watson in the logo. Watson to the far side for Mio. Head of the arc. 8 seconds of the max shot clock. Mio met by Cameron Williams trying to attack around him. Out for Tucker. Tucker head of the arc to
Good
Williams.
Find.
Check that. Mio near side. Three. Got it. First bucket for Josh Mio with 3:23 to go and Mack down by five. On the near side, Xavier Sykes to the logo with the dribble, setting up an offensive play for Moberly. A hook pass to the near side. Freddie Cooper walks and turns it over. Mack will get it on the near side with 3:08 to go in the first. Patrick Smith arguing with the official's call.
See, like I said, Moberly has given us plenty of chances. That is their 10th turnover this half.
And D.T. Tucker will inbound on the near side.
We can't find a way to capitalize. We can't find a way to steal all of the momentum.
Dawson Civil into the game as Marcus Watson heads to the bench. Civil to the far side for D.T. Tucker. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Mack down by just five. Mio to the near side for Civil. Back to Mio at the far wing. Takes one from way out. Mio can't hit that, but a foul whistled off the ball, and I believe it's going against Moberly. And they call that on Isaiah Robinson. His first and the team's ninth, a 1-1 for C.J. Outlaw, who is 52% from the foul line this year.
Come on, C.J.
Need these free throws. Mack has struggled tonight. .253 to go in the first. C.J. Outlaw.
Knock these down.
First free throw. Way short. Akili Evans with another rebound. Josh Mio falls in the backcourt, but he's back to his feet. Evans on the far side. Evans has nothing so far tonight. And a reach and foul called against Mack. And it's C.J. Outlaw. That'll be his first, and that puts Moberly in the bonus. So a 1-1 for Akili Evans. 2:44 left in the first. Mack down 30-25. Marcus Watson back to the floor for Dawson Sewell. And Evans has the 1-1. His team up by five. And Rich Malator will check in as well. First for Evans, got it. The second coming up as he earns the bonus. Malator in, the Cards down by six. And Evans will have the second end of a 1-1. And he hits them both. 32-25, Mack down by 7. Preston Turner gets the inbound, goes back to Marcus Watson. Watson, slow dribble out of the backcourt to the far side for Mio.
And Mobley did this last trip too, but that's two trips in a row they've gone to a zone look.
Marcus Watson to the far side for Mio. Interior feed for Preston Turner from the elbow. Can't hit that. Mauator can't get the rebound. Akili Evans has another. Evans up the floor. Taking it to the near side. Handed off for Xavier Sykes. 2:15 to go in the first half. It's a 7-point game.
Good
Marcus
steal.
Watson
good
with
read.
The steal. One-on-one. Watson to the basket. Shot was blocked, but they're going to count it. Goaltending. Watson's got 12. 32-27, 2:06 to go in the first. Count them for Marcus Watson. And TK Okarpar are going to check into the game.
Marcus, two!
And he is going to bring out Xavier Sykes. Sykes just turned that ball over. I beg your pardon, it was Akili Evans that turned it over, rather. Evans will inbound on the baseline for TK Okarpar into the backcourt. Full court pressure for Mineral Area. Carpenter on the far sideline trying to work across the center stripe. He does. His numerical counterpart, Marcus Watson, is there, trying to reverse back to the near side. Mauator got to it. Robinson far side into the corner. Freddie Cooper, three. Rattles out. Mio's got the rebound. Mack down, 32-27. 1:45 left in the half. Preston Turner to the far side for Marcus Watson.
Hit
back
that,
to the
baby.
Near
Let's
corner.
Go.
DJ Tucker, uncontested. Oh, it rattles out. Then touch the glass again. And a foul on Mauator. And no, he's going to be teed up. Get him out of here. Get Akili Evans out of here. Get him out. Get him out. Akili Evans just pushed Rich Mauator. This should not be offsetting. He's got to get out of here. And both teams are assessed the bench. Assessed to the bench. Akili Evans should be out of here. Akili Evans should be teed up. He just pushed Rich Mauator. 1:37 on the clock, 32-27. What's the ruling here? He's got to be tossed or something. Rich Mauator getting a foul. Are they only putting this on Mauator? They foul Rich Mauator. What in the world? Akili Evans just double-handed push Mauator. What in the world is this? What in the world? So Akili Evans will have a one-on-one. This is outrageous.
Yeah, and I don't know what
Evans is still arguing. I don't know what he's arguing about. He just got a break. I don't know how that's not attacked, Jimmy. He double-handed pushed Rich Mauator.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we got going on.
I don't know what is going on. .137 to go. This is funny. This is outrageous, Jimmy. Akili Evans has a one-on-one. First free throw. Good. He's going to get a second. .137 to go in the first. 33-27. Second for Evans. Hits them both. He's got four. It's 34-27, a minute 37. I don't know how you don't call Evans on something there.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's for sure. Lot went on. I think what happened
side.
Is they just called the common foul on Rich and let all the pushing and shoving offset and didn't penalize either one of them.
Marcus Watson between the circles. To the far side for Mio at the wing. Back up top for Watson. Watson to the near side. Eight on the shot clock. Watson's shot missed. The rebound deflected away. DT Tucker's got it.
Shoot it.
Up top for Mio. Way out with one on the shot clock. Yes, sir. Josh Mio got it. With 60 seconds to go. Hit that one from way out. Six for Mio.
Get a stop.
DK O'Carpenter on the far side.
Get a stop.
Players collide. Nelson Reynolds nearly across the timeline. 45 seconds left. Up top for Freddie Cooper. Cooper to the near side through a screen. Working inside on CJ Outlaw and a foul on Outlaw. That'll be the second on CJ Outlaw. Greg Heyer cannot believe this. These officials have been something else.
Still 1-1, correct?
Yeah, still a 1-1. It is the ninth foul on Mack. And so, Freddie Cooper's got a 1-1. Mack down by just 4. First free throw for Mio. For Freddie Cooper. My apologies. Good.
Here's the difference in the game, Jared.
Yep, you know, I was just about to say.
Moberly's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 for 11. Max 2, 4, 6, 8, 3 for 8 from the free throw line. And it's a 5-point game.
Freddie Cooper with the second. Hits them both. He's got 11. 36 to 30. 39 seconds left in the first half. Preston Turner in the backcourt for Josh Mio, who steps across the timeline. Back to Turner on the near side. Up top for Mio. Mio to the near side. Turner, catch and shoot three from the near wing. Too strong, and Akili Evans has the rebound. 24 seconds left. The shot clock turned off. Moberly could hold for final shot. Up by 6.
Got to get a stop here. Moberly gets the ball at the Moberly's going to get the ball at second half, too.
Yeah. No, Mac. You're right. TKO Carpenter on the far side through a Cameron Williams screen. Working in. His pass to the near side finds Freddie Cooper.
Hold
it on the
floor.
Three ball at the buzzer. Wouldn't go for Cameron Williams. And the rebound collected by CJ Outlaw. And that'll do it in the half. 36-30. Car Smart halftime report coming up after this on KFMO.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, trendy college wear, school supplies, art supplies? In the market for a new laptop computer or other electronics? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. Not sure what to buy? A gift card might be just the thing for the Mac student in your life. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ledington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Visit them online at mineralarea.edu.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Auto Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates. We are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematory in Farmington.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at ChrisMorrisonAgency.com.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
You want financial freedom as an adult. And as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the CarSmart Halftime Report. CarSmart of Farmington, next to Hefner's Furniture. For your next vehicle, think smart. Think CarSmart of Farmington or online at thinkcarsmart.com. The CarSmart Halftime Report on KFMO.
At the half, the lead is for Moberly, and the lead is not a whole lot. It is 36-30, just a six-point lead for the Greyhounds. Here on KFMO. Time to take a look at the stats, and we'll start it with the Greyhounds. Their leading scorer, Freddie Cooper, has 11. Cameron Williams has 10. Then it's 5 from Xavier Sykes and 4 from Akili Evans, 2 from Nelson Reynolds. For the Mac Cardinals, Marcus Watson Jr. leads all scorers. He's got 12. Josh Mio and DT Tucker each with 6, and Preston Turner's got 5, and Amarion Dickerson has a single point. If you're just joining us, Tyler Smith was ejected 2.5 minutes into the first half because he slapped a player on the bench. Then Greg Heyer got teed up at 12:28 of the first for arguing a call. And it's been all Moberly through those junctures, and Mack has turned it back on, trailing 36-30. We will take a break in the CarSmart Halftime Report. Come back with more after this on KFMO.
You want financial freedom as an adult. And as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Auto Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates, we are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at chrismorrisonagency.com.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, trendy college wear, school supplies, art supplies? In the market for a new laptop computer or other electronics? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. Not sure what to buy? A gift card might be just the thing for the Mac student in your life. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ledington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Visit them online at mineralarea.edu.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Banks, and by CarSmart of Farmington.
Well, it is halftime here at the Bob. Score is 36-30, Moberly. Lots of energy, lots of action here in the first half. We got Tyler Smith with an ejection early in the first half. Greg Heyer with the technical. Mineral Area and Moberly players involved in a scuffle that resulted in nothing from the officials. Lots of energy in the atmosphere. We'll get stats here to you in just a second. Mr. Pettis had to step away. When he gets back, we'll have stats back at you on KFMO.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
We're there for you in your time of need. In fact, we've been serving the Farmington area since 1864. With years of service to our community, we're proud to be your choice for funeral care.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematory in Farmington.
Farmington Building Supply on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington is there to help with everything you need for your next project. Rick and his team are knowledgeable and experienced and are there to help, whether you're a professional contractor or the do-it-yourselfer. Farmington Building Supply, locally owned since 1958, offers you their number one priority, service. Find all the supplies you're looking for along with information and experience you need to finish your project from start to finish at Farmington Building Supply on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at OFSL.bank.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, CarSmart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's CarSmart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think CarSmart, and shop us first. CarSmart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Check us out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at OFSL.bank.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, trendy college wear, school supplies, art supplies? In the market for a new laptop computer or other electronics? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. Not sure what to buy? A gift card might be just the thing for the Mac student in your life. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ledington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Visit them online at mineralarea.edu.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Auto Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
It is 36-30 at halftime. Moberly leading Mineral Area in a Region 16 championship game. That'll wrap things up on the Car Smart Halftime Report when we come back. Second half, Mac trailing on KFMO.
This has been the Car Smart Halftime Report. Car Smart of Farmington, next to Hefner's Furniture. For your next vehicle, think smart. Think Car Smart of Farmington or online at thinkcarsmart.com.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates. We are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematory in Farmington.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace and Ozark Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Mineral Area College, and by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Ledington. 10 seconds in, an opening possession for Moberly. Tough shot. TKO Carpenter, he hits it. He's got his first bucket. It is 38-30. Moberly leads Mineral Area. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer. And Braden Cooley back at the studio.
That was a tough shot to open up the half.
Marcus Watson out of the backcourt. Huge loss if you're just joining us. Tyler Smith has been ejected in the game. That was 2.5 minutes in. Marcus Watson in the near corner. Game clock at 19:25. Max shot clock down to 15. Up top, Josh Mio. Mio tried to go to the far side for Dickerson. Got it to him. Amarion Dickerson in foul trouble. He's got three fouls. 3 seconds on the max shot clock. Dickerson can't hit that one. Cameron Williams got away with the foul. Dickerson's got the offensive rebound.
Good footwork.
Take it to the bucket and lay it in. Just 3 points for Amarion Dickerson. 1 minute into this second half. Mac down by 6, 38-32. Akili Evans on the near side. Evans towards the baseline. Handed off Freddie Cooper, trying to get around Amarion Dickerson. Does. Went for the reverse layup, but was so far underneath that it hit the base of the backboard. Amarion Dickerson with the rebound. Josh Mio on the near side in the corner. Mio works it to the wing. Mio trying to get around Akili Evans to the foul line. Nice head fake, and Mio can't hit that. No one's there for the rebound. It was collected by Freddie Cooper. Now Evans near side spot up three. That's off to the left, and the rebound for Richmond Mawator. D.T. Tucker, far corner, pump fake, dribble drive, 15-foot jump shot. D.T. Tucker couldn't get that one. Dickerson, with the rebound, put back. He's got five. You don't often see Dickerson be held to a point at half. I'm sure he's not happy with that and has really showed coming out here in the second. He's
up to come alive.
Yes, we do. Freddie Cooper, far side three uncontested. Wouldn't go. Marcus Watson's got the rebound. Mack down by four. Watson on the far side. Backs off to await his team to get set up offensively. D.T. Tucker back to Watson. He'll take it into the logo. Watson, lob it. Amarion Dickerson. Hand it off for Mio. Mio between the circles. 10 seconds on the max shot clock. Dickerson up top from Mawator to Mio on the far side. Shot clock down to 5. Up top, D.T. Tucker straight on three. Yes! D.T. Tucker's got 9. And it's a one-point game, 38-37. That wakes up the Bob in the second half.
Great execution. Great half-court set. Good patience.
17-20 left in regulation. Akili Evans inbounds for Xavier Sykes. Sykes across the timeline. Greg Heyer tells the Bob to wake up. And they start chanting. Freddie Cooper on the far side. Swing it to the near side. Akili Evans likes to take him from way out. And a foul, a blocking foul called against Amarion Dickerson. That'll be his fourth, and that would be another huge loss.
Yeah.
Greg Heyer not happy. And Preston Turner comes in. 17:03 to go in the second. 38-37. Mac down by a point.
Find a way. Find a way.
TKO Carpenter inbounds for Xavier Sykes to the far wing. Sykes to the near side. Akili Evans trying to work around Preston Turner. Backs off on perimeter. Crossover dribble. Turner stays with him. Turner gets hit in the face. No whistle. There's a TKO Carpenter three. Missed by a lot. And a foul call on D.T. Tucker. And that'll be three free throws for TKO Carpenter. First on Tucker. Second on Mack. And again, G.H. has to be careful. He got teed up in the first. Same rules apply for a coach, correct? You can't get teed up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'd miss a game.
First for TKO Carpenter, good. He's getting three on this trip.
I would venture to say he would have to do something extreme for them to give him a second.
I don't know. He didn't have to do anything extreme to get the first. TKO Carpenter hits both of the first two. He gets a third. A packed house here in Park Hills, Missouri. Carpenter with the third. Good on all three. And it's back to a four-point game, 41-37. Mio got to Watson. Watson out of the backcourt. Right up the middle, angling to the near side. Josh Mio to Marcus Watson. Watson to D.T. Tucker. Back to Watson. They play catch. Into the corner. Mio, three from there. Got it, Josh Mio. He's got 9, and it's back to a one-point game, 41-40.
Get the ball to your shot makers here in this second half.
Sykes quickly out of the backcourt. Lob shot blocked by Mawator. Rebound lost. Thrown to the foul line. Williams from there. Hoyson hits it. And a timeout called by Moberly. It's a 30-second stoppage. We'll take it with them. 43-40, 16:07 to go in the second on KFMO.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at chrismorrisonagency.com.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Sam Sism Motors in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loans, Weems Insurance in Farmington, and by Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterra and Potosi.
3 minutes and 53 seconds into this second half. Mac down by 3, 43-40, and they'll inbound in the baseline after that Moberly timeout. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer, and back at the studio. It is Braden Cooley. D.T. Tucker going to inbound for Marcus Watson. Watson and Moberly showing full court pressure. Watson to the far side for D.T. Tucker across the timeline, met by defender. Got it to Josh Mio, head of the arc. Send it down low for Preston Turner. Reverse layup, and he got it. Mack down by a point, 43-42. 15:50 to go in the second. And that's Xavier Sykes. Pick and roll, got it to Cameron Williams. He walks and turns it over. 15:44 to go in the second. Mack down by a point with the chance to take their first lead of the game.
Big possession. Get a bucket here. This place will erupt.
Marcus Watson slowly across the timeline. Out of the near side for Josh Mio.
Mobley sticking with the zone.
D.T. Tucker on the far side through a screen. Got it to the near side. Preston Turner sends it up top. D.T. Tucker back to Josh Mio. Mio with 10 on the shot clock to Tucker. Back to Mio, far side. 6 on the shot clock. Mio going to work towards the time of the arc. 2 on the shot clock. D.T. Tucker catch and shoot 3 for the lead. It wouldn't go. Oh,
hands by
nice
Watson.
Poke by Watson. Turner for the lead. No good. Mawator can't knock it in. And Cameron Williams has it that time. Man, tough break for Mineral Area. Outlet Akili Evans on the near side. Handed off for TKO Carpenter from way out. No good. Rebound. Mawator. Foul call. Going against Moberly. It'll be their first of the second half, and it's called against Cameron Williams, his third. 14:57 to go in the second. Nelson Reynolds coming in for the Hounds. Max still with the chance to take the lead, 43-42 they trail. Marcus Watson on the near side out of the backcourt to Mio, back to Watson. Out of the far side, D.T. Tucker, lob it, Preston Turner.
Score.
For the lead from 10 feet out, shot was deflected away. It goes towards the out-of-bounds line, and it's out off of, oh no, we go jump ball rather. Arrow favoring the Cards. Do we go jump ball? I don't think we do.
I think
it was out-of-bounds
Moberly was staying out-of-bounds when they had a hand on the ball.
Preston Turner in the far corner up top for Mio. 15 seconds on the max shot clock, 14:38 on the game clock. Mio to Marcus Watson on the far side, 8 on the shot clock. Watson to Mio, far wing, into the corner. Oh, threw it away, stolen by TKO Carpenter. Numbers for Moberly. This is Nelson Reynolds to the basket with a lay-in, deflected, and a whistle. You count them? Goaltending?
Yeah.
Nelson Reynolds will have 4.
Hey, that's 3 trips we had to take the lead.
Yeah. You add that with the amount they had in the first half, too. They had several trips they could have taken the lead. 14-22. Forgive me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, but I don't remember a tie in this game either.
No. Well, 0-0.
Yes. Okay, yeah. There was one tie. Josh Mio on the far side of Marcus Watson. 15 on the max shot clock. Back to Mio. Up top for Preston Turner. Turner bodied a little bit by Nelson Reynolds. Turner backs off, 9 on the shot clock. Marcus Watson, 45-42, the Cards trail. Watson in, lefty runner, shot wouldn't go when he's fouled, so Watson will shoot 2, and the foul is called against Nelson Reynolds. That'll be his second, and the second on Moberly.
This zone has given us fits.
How do you beat a zone defense, Jimmy?
Well, based off Greg's reaction, just there's lack of execution by the personnel on the floor. I mean, you know, got guys out of place, guys want to do their own thing. Zones, there's certain places that are beneficial to attack them, you know, short corner and high post. And we seem to just be throwing it around on the perimeter a lot.
Media timeout, 45-42, 13:56 to go in the second. We will keep this one here, even though it's the media break.
So Watson goes to the free throw line, 2 free throws, cut it back to 1 here if he makes both. See if we can't string together another 3 or 4 stops. We just got to convert on the offensive end when we string together those stops.
Mack really hasn't settled into an offensive scoring run yet either tonight. It's something that they're down 45-42, down by 3. Have got it to within 1 a handful of times, but you mentioned it, not converting on those
right
stops at the other end.
That race to 67 is looking like a good.
Yes. 13:56 to go in the second. 3-point game. Marcus Watson a chance to make it a 1-point game. And Watson ready to go at the line to our right as Moberly works their way back to the floor after the media timeout. One for Marcus Watson of his 2. Just past the 6-minute mark of second half. Watson good on the first.
Go.
He's got 13. 45-43. And the second for Watson. He hits them both. 4 for 4 tonight from the line for Marcus Watson. And it's a one-point game, 45-44. Out of the backcourt, Xavier Sykes sends it up top for Javaris Moye. Moye going to try and work around Preston Turner. Righty floater, short. Mawator knocks the rebound away. Mio deflects it out of bounds off of the Cards. And Greg Heyer says, grab the ball. And, yes.
Yeah, never leave it to chance. You can get two hands on the basketball. Don't worry about the official making the call. Get two hands on the ball.
Sykes inbounding. Left of the lane. Throws it up to me. I got it. Two rows deep. That's gone. A home run. And it's Mineral Area ball. Sykes says it was deflected. That was straight out, Jimmy.
He's trying to play it off.
DJ Tucker.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Me neither. He threw it three. He was throwing it to Coach Cog behind us.
Here we go, though. We got another chance to take the lead. See if we can convert this time.
Marcus Watson on the near side. The Bob needs this one. Josh Mio on the far side. Got it back up top. Watson to the near side. Tucker out of Mio in the logo. Mio back to Watson. Back to Mio. Near side three for the lead. It was deflected. Jimmy's got it. It's out of bounds off of Mobley. How are they? Mobley doesn't think that was deflected, Jimmy. Josh Mio was taking a shot. How do you argue this?
Odd chain of events going on here. Basketball's flying into the stands.
I don't think I've seen that many into the stands and back-to-back plays in a game. Josh Mio ahead of the arc. 45-44. 4 seconds on the max shot clock. Mio to Watson on the near side. One, three from the near side. That's going to go off the iron. Oh, it didn't even get the iron. Shot clock violation. Mio was double covered after the inbound.
Mio! Next play! We got 12.
13:05 to go in the second. 45-44. Greyhounds leading Mineral Area in a Region 16 championship. Some of the Central Rebels here as well. TKO Carpenter fakes a handoff to the near wing. Uncontested three. That one's short. Cameron Williams skying for the rebound. Back out Carpenter in the corner. Can't take a three. He's trapped by Marcus Watson. Carpenter trying to work around him. Watson nearly had the steal. Carpenter to the basket. Off window. No good. Rebound knocked away again. Two times it was touched by Freddie Cooper. And he taps it to TKO Carpenter. Around a defender. Carpenter off the window. Another offensive rebound. The shot won't go for Carpenter that time. And he's fouled. He will shoot two. And the foul going against D.J. Tucker. That is his second and the team's third. That is three rebounds right there for TKO Carpenter.
Yeah.
All offensive.
Yeah. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but here we are, another 2 or 3 minute stretch where we have got this thing to 1 point and had several opportunities to take a lead.
12:32 to go in the second, 45-44, and you're right.
Can't get over this hump. And I want to point this out, too. Coach here has done a phenomenal job managing his timeouts. He's still got all five timeouts left, and those are going to be huge down the stretch without a Tyler Smith. Or someone to give Marcus a breather.
Right. Dawson Civil comes in, but it'll be a brief one.
You're going to need this fellow on the floor as much as possible if you're going to win this thing.
Absolutely. Carpenter good on the first free throw. He's got 6 points in the game. Makes it a two-point differential, 46-44. Second for Carpenter. Hits them both. Still, Moberly has not missed a free throw, Jimmy.
Yeah, go ahead. Give him that announcer's jinx. Let's go.
Preston Turner on the far side, back for Josh Mio. Couldn't go to Dawson Civil. Mio gets across the timeline. We get a whistle. What is the whistle? There is liquid dripping from the upper level, the walkway in front of the cafeteria, in front of the Bryant Restoration sign. And is it behind? Is the sign the one that's doing it?
I don't know what we got going on here.
I guess they're going to call a timeout. 12:22 to go in the second. We will quickly take a break. 47-44 as they try and clean up this leakage that we have here in the Bob. You're listening to Mineral Area College Basketball on KFMO.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all Lake model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
47-44, Moberly leads. Mack with possession. Out of the stoppage, they got that water drippage cleaned up by Guess. On the near side, Dawson Civil to Josh Meehl. A chance for Mack to tie. Haven't been tied since 0-0. Dawson Civil to the near side for D.T. Tucker. Now for Josh Meehl. Nine on the shot clock. D.T. Tucker for the tie. Rattles out. And the rebound for Nelson Reynolds. And Moberly a chance to extend that three-point lead. TKO Carpenter slowly out of the backcourt as Marcus Watson will check in. On the near side, Carpenter up top for Freddie Cooper. Working to the far side, out of the elbow. His runner falls off. Josh Mio's got the rebound. That was a beautiful shot that just fell off.
Yeah.
Meehl out of the backcourt, right up the middle.
Got lucky.
Through an outlaw screen, Meehl into the corner for D.T. Tucker. Back to Meehl on the far wing. 15 seconds on the max shot clock. Dawson Civil's got it. He only has 28 points this season. Lost it down low, and that one could have gone out off of Mack, but Isaiah Robinson tried to keep it in and threw it off the walkway. 10 seconds on the max shot clock. 47-44 as Marcus Watson's back in for Dawson Civil. And Watson inbounds right of the lane. Team switch sides. Mack now right to left on your list, or left to right rather on your listening device. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Josh Meehl on the far side. Back to Preston Turner from downtown for the tie. Wouldn't go. Rebound deflected away. Players come together and Isaiah Robinson gets it. Man, he finds Nelson Reynolds.
I'm not loving these offensive possessions. Way too deep in the shot clock and not great looks at all.
Robinson fakes a shot. Dribble drive gets around outlaw into the corner. Extra pass up top. Nelson Reynolds. Nice play to get around Marcus Watson. Can't hit that one. CJ Outlaw taps the rebound to himself and Nelson Reynolds steals it away. Reynolds fakes a shot. Made CJ Outlaw miss. TKO Carpenter straight on three from downtown and he got it. 10 for TKO Carpenter and a timeout called by Greg Heyer. 10:48 to go in regulation. It's a six-point lead for Moberly, 50-44 on KFMO.
You want financial freedom as an adult. And as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
Farmington Building Supply on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington is there to help with everything you need for your next project. Rick and his team are knowledgeable and experienced and are there to help, whether you're a professional contractor or the do-it-yourselfer. Farmington Building Supply, locally owned since 1958, offers you their number one priority, service. Find all the supplies you're looking for along with information and experience you need to finish your project from start to finish at Farmington Building Supply on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Preston Turner get it to Josh Meehl as Mineral Area trying to cut into this six-point deficit. Amarion Dickerson back to the floor, playing with four fouls. He only has 5 points in the game. Meehl sent it up top for Watson. Back to Meehl on the near side. Defenders get to him. Zone defense from Moberly still to the far side for Preston Turner. Eight on the shot clock. Watson going to work inside, trying to get around Nelson Reynolds. Back out Meehl. Catch and shoot three. That was deflected. Meehl can't hit that one. Falls to the floor trying to draw a foul and he doesn't get the whistle. TKO Carpenter and Nelson Reynolds takes one from way out. Reynolds can't hit that. Mawator's got the rebound and a foul called against Isaiah Robinson. That'll be his second and the team's third. And Mawator is down on the floor and not getting up. That's a dangerous play by Robinson swinging to try and knock that rebound loose from Mawator.
I missed it. I was writing down the stat for the rebound. What exactly happened? What we got?
And Mawator down. I think Robinson might be lucky give him a flagrant.
So he took a swing at the.
Yeah, but he was swinging at the ball. To be fair, kind of hooked Mawator's arm. This would be a very, very massive loss. fans shouting behind us.
Yeah.
Malator slow to get up, and they're going to bring Dawson Civil in.
Oh, they're going to go smaller lineup.
Not CJ Outlaw. Malator on his feet and walking to the bench under his own power. 10:09 to go in the second. Mac down by six.
And that's Rich's second hard fall this game.
Yes, he has taken a beating tonight. Fans still shouting behind us. They better be careful. These refs, thin-skinned tonight. Josh Mia will inbound in the backcourt. And, yes, it is Dawson Civil coming on. Maybe, I don't know, smaller lineup. I mean, maybe it works offensively, but as Mac, Dawson Civil gets it to the near side for Mio. Dite Tucker will check in for the Cards at the next stoppage to bring a little bit more size on the floor. Mio to the far side for Marcus Watson. You can look at it and say Mac's got three point guards on the floor. And Watson has it poked away by Nelson Rowlands and out of bounds, and that'll bring in Dite Tucker. Who is coming out? It will be Marcus Watson. Nope, Dawson Civil. Marcus Watson just comes over to inbound.
Just super stagnant right now on offense. Got to move.
Inbound for Mio between the circles. 9:49 to go in regulation. Mio to the far side for Amarion Dickerson. Trying to work around a defender. Dickerson's got it. Picked up his dribble to the foul line. Floater with two on the shot clock. Falls off. Preston Turner undercut the shot. Out of bounds off of Mobley. All they say Mineral Area. And a break for the Greyhounds. They've gotten too many breaks tonight here at the Bob. 50-44. Mobley leads. 9:30 to go in the second. TKO Carpenter nearly lost the dribble, guarded by Marcus Watson. On the near side, Javaris Moye trying to work around Amarion Dickerson. Shot falls off the front. The rebound tapped away. Freddie Cooper, three near wing, and he hits it. 14 for Cooper. Greg Heyer uses another timeout. 53-44, the Region 16 championship, and Moberly's up by nine on KFMO.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at ChrisMorrisonAgency.com.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent, Chris Morrison, in Farmington. Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace and Ozark Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Mineral Area College, and by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Ludington.
DJ Tucker inbounds for Mac to Amarion Dickerson. 9:13 to go in regulation. Mac down 53-44. Marcus Watson to the near side, splits through traffic. Got it to Preston Turner at the far wing. Into the corner, Mio doesn't take the shot when he had a little bit of space. Mio trying to work on the baseline. Send it up top for Marcus Watson. 15 on the shot clock, 9 minutes on the game clock. To the far side, Mio again. Dribble drive on the baseline. Righty runner. Got
boy,
it.
Mio.
Oh, that was a tough play for Mio. He's got 11. And Isaiah Robinson down in the backcourt, and he's going to hop his way to the bench. That is not good. Cameron Williams going to come back into the game. Man, he had an extended break, Cameron Williams did. He was on fire in the first half. And Malator back to the floor. Love to see that for Mineral Area after that tough fall.
All right, we should not struggle to rebound on the defensive end with this lineup on the floor.
You got Marcus Watson, Amarion Dickerson, Josh Mio, Dite Tucker, Rich Malator. Moye trying to crossover dribble on Dickerson to the basket and the lay-in and a late whistle, and Dickerson's fouled out. 5 points. He's fouled out with 8:40 left in the half. Moye has the basket in the end one coming up. Dickerson's done. Preston Turner coming in. And if this is his last game as a Mineral Area College Cardinal, he has left it all on the floor, Jimmy.
And now some loss of him and Smitty. I mean, that just really that hurts your depth. 8 minutes, 8:40 left to go in the game. Plenty of time, even if he makes this down 10. I mean, there's tons of time to get back in this thing.
Moyer good on the end one, and Mobley still has not missed a free throw. Josh Mio up the floor, trapped by Greyhounds, got it to the near side for D.T. Tucker. Back to Mio. 8.5 left in regulation. Watson to the far side, Turner. Dribble drive around a defender, taking it underneath again, met by two defenders. Gets it to the corner, D.T. Tucker, three. Oh, it rolls over. And Cameron Williams, great job of boxing out Preston Turner, and he gets the rebound. 10-point game, 56-46. Mobley trying to put it out of reach. TKO Carpenter on the far side. Players come together, and a foul called on Mineral Area. Rich Mawator, that'll be his first and the team's fourth. Check that, the team's fifth. Greg Heyer still barking at the official. CJ Outlaw not on the floor currently. Inbound up top player. I don't know what happened. Nelson Reynolds dove on the far side. Wild shot wouldn't go, and D.T. Tucker knocked the rebound away. Out of bounds, but they say it's off Mobley. A break for the Cards. They haven't gotten a whole lot of those tonight.
This is getting pretty intense.
Players got to be careful. Fans got to be careful as well. It's getting pretty heated here at the Bomb. D.T. Tucker on the far side. Mack down by 10. Preston Turner. Dribble drive on the baseline to the basket. Knocked away, but he's fouled. And this one going against Javaris Moyer. His first and the fourth on Mobley. And who's shooting? It'll be Preston Turner. Mack, again, struggled from the free throw line tonight. They've missed five of the free throws they've taken. They're 5 of 10. That is 50%. On a team that averages 64%, check that, 63%. Preston Turner, good on the first. He's got 8. These are huge free throws down the stretch, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's been the difference in the game. That and the rebounding battle. Because neither team has shot it great from 3. Mobley has not missed a free throw, and Max missed a bunch of them.
Preston Turner hits them both. He's got 9, and it's an 8-point game, 56-48, Hounds lead. In the backcourt, TKO Carpenter get it to Akili Evans. Evans on the near side, behind the back dribble, handed off on perimeter for Freddie Cooper. He works inside, down low. Mawator missed that one. Out for Nelson Reynolds, far wing 3. Yep, Nelson Reynolds has 7. 11-point lead for the Hounds, matching their largest of the night. Josh Mio on perimeter to the far side, Preston Turner. Back up top for Mio. Doesn't take the shot. Back to Turner. He'll hoist one from way out. That one's short. Mawator deflects the rebound to Marcus Watson. Watson trying to split through a couple of defenders to Mio on the near side. Fakes a shot up top for Marcus Watson. 15 on the shot clock to Preston Turner. Back to Watson. Watson lob it to the near side. Mio. Mio takes it with a man in his face. Can't get that. Mawator with the rebound. Trying to work down low. Players collide. It's still loose. Mawator's got it. Held ball, and the arrow favors Mineral Area. Players still fighting for it down there. And we have a whistle. Jump ball, and the arrow favors Mineral Area. 7:02 to go in the second. 59-48. No. Mineral Area Cardinals ball. Not the Greyhounds. And Marcus Watson will inbound left of the lane. And they're going to put 20 on the shot clock after the held ball. 7:02 on the game clock. Mack down by 11, 59-48. Need shots to fall.
Yeah, we do.
Watson inbounds to Josh Mio on the far side. Mio to Watson over there at the wing. A whistle. And they are going to run the shot clock down to 15. As it was a little bit slow to start. 6:59 to go in the second. 59-48, Mack trails. We use this if your Mack is a little bit of a breather and set something up. It'll be D.T. Tucker to inbound on the far sideline with half a shot clock.
We got some jawing going on between the Moberly men and the Mac Lady Cards.
Lady Cards better be careful before the officials eject them. And D.T. Tucker will inbound on the far sideline. Once they get the shot clock situation figured out, it should be at 15. They're running the wrong clock down. They run it down to 6:57. It was at 6:59. And there we go. Shot clock at 15 seconds. Now we're ready to go. All that for 2 seconds off the shot clock.
This is an important possession, Jared. We have got to get a bucket here.
D.T. Tucker inbounding for Marcus Watson. Watson between the circles. Now for Josh Mio on the far side. Back to Watson. 8 on the shot clock. Preston Turner. Dribble drive on the baseline. Met by a defender and a foul call on Cameron Williams. That's his fourth. Turner to the line for two more. It is the fifth foul on Moberly, and both teams now with 5 of those.
That's phenomenal attack to the basket. Very, very aggressive.
And we get our media timeout. 6:46 to go in the second. Mac down by 11. 59-48. Preston Turner with free throws after this on KFMO.
You want financial freedom as an adult. And as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Outer Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Sam Sism Motors in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loans, Weems Insurance in Farmington, and by Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterra and Potosi. 6:46 to go in regulation, 59-48. Greyhounds lead the Cardinals. Preston Turner with 2 free throws at the line to our right. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer, Braden Cooley back at the studio. First one for Turner, good. He's got 10. Turner, a freshman, stands at 6'5", averages 11 points per game. Second for Preston Turner, and he's got 11 in the contest. Look at that. 59-50, Mac down by 9. Chip away. Need some stops, though. Akili Evans in the backcourt for TKO Carpenter. Back to Evans on the near side. Evans picking up the pace, trying to work around D.T. Tucker for Cameron Williams. He's playing with 4 fouls. T.K.O. Carpenter from
shot.
Way out, and that goes out of bounds. And there's the crowd to let him know he missed it. 6:29 to go. Need a bucket on this trip. And Xavier Sykes going to check in.
Here's the thing, though. You're getting to a point in the game down 9 where your stops are irrelevant unless you can get buckets.
Right. 6:25 left in regulation. Marcus Watson on the near side. Lob it over the head to Josh Mio. Need a bucket. Josh Mio at the far wing to Marcus Watson between the circles. Back to Mio, far side. Working on the wing. Trying to work around Xavier Sykes. Can't. Mio nearly had it stolen away. Mio still got it. 12 on the shot clock. Pass deflected away. Mauator's got it. Shot clock down to 9. Marcus Watson through a screen to the foul line. Out for D.T. Tucker. Dribble drive around a defender. And a foul whistle on Cameron Williams. He's done. Cameron Williams is fouled out. 6:02 left, and he's done. And the fans going to wave bye to him. Cameron Williams had 10 in the first and 12 points total, 2 in this half. Patrick Smith arguing the call. And Greg Heyer says you won't say anything to him when he's coming out to argue with you. And GH is right, he's got a gripe. The foul is the 6th on Moberly, and Marcus Watson will inbound right of the lane, and the shot clock resets at 20. Beg your pardon, they're going to put at 22?
Yeah, 22 on the clock.
Yeah, that's where it was at. They're going to put it down to 20, rather. 6:02 to go in the second. Mack down by 9. You got to get points here. Watson right of the lane on the inbound. Finds Mio in the near corner. Doesn't take the three. He'll work around a defender. Mio, fadeaway get shot in from the near elbow. Rattles it home. Mio's got 13. Mack down by 7. 59-52. On the near side, this is Javaris Moye. Taking it to the near wing. He gets it to Freddie Cooper ahead of the arc. Trying to work around Mio.
Good hands.
Knocked,
come on.
Knocked away by Mawatour. DJ Tucker on the quick break to the basket. Lay it in. No, it falls off. Don't count the and one. Fans think they got it. Or check that. Don't count the putback by Mawatour. And the foul is called against Freddie Cooper, his second and the team's seventh. As DJ Tucker will get two at the line to our right. These are big free throws. Jimmy Mack down by 7.
Big free throws.
Life here
glad,
in the Bob.
Yeah, glad to see some life back in the crowd. But if you're on the floor right now, one of the five dudes that's hooping, you got to stay within the moment. Don't get too up, too down. You got 5.5. It's a lot of time. Make both these free throws. You've gone from 10 down to 5.
Good one. T.T. Tucker got the first. Averages 9.3 a game. That's his 10th point. He's a 64% shooter from the foul line as well. As Freddie Cooper comes out of the game and TKO Carpenter checks back in. Mack has just one player down there to rebound. It's Marcus Watson. 5:39 to go. It's 59-53. Tucker hits them both. He's got 11. Mack down by 5. Need a stop. Xavier Sykes to the near side for Javaris Moye. Out of the backcourt for Akili Evans. He'll work to the far side. D up chance here at the Bob. Evans on the far side. Guarded by Rich Mawator. Now to TKO Carpenter to the near side.
Ah, why is he open?
Moye. Nelson Reynolds, 3, and he got it.
Why is he open?
10 for Nelson Reynolds. And Greg Heyer asking the coaching staff why that happened. Who was left open? Mio on the near wing. Headed up top. That's Watson. Mack down by 8, 62-54. Mio working to the foul line. Trying to back his way in. Gets around a defender. Shot wouldn't fall, and no one can get the rebound. Nelson, check that. Xavier Sykes was there for the board. Sykes to the near side for Javaris Moye. Trying to work inside around Preston Turner, and a hand check call against Turner. That'll be his first and the last foul that Matt can give before Mobley's in the bonus. 62-54. Mack trails, 4:56 to go in do or die time here at the Bob.
Yeah, there. I'm confused on how they were that open last trip for three.
Evans lost it. Preston Turner with the steal. Marcus Watson out of the backcourt. 2-on-3. Watson up and underneath. Rolling in. He got it. 16 for Watson. Dawson Civil not going to check in now as Greg Heyer pulls his arm back. And he tells the Bob to get up. 62-56. 4:38 to go in the second. Mack down by 6. Akili Evans, head of the arc, works around Rich Mawator, fighting through contact.
Kick it out there.
Three ball wouldn't go. The miss for Moye. And it's rebounded by Mio. Got it to Watson. Watson inside. Had it poked away. Watson back out. Watson backs off. 20 seconds of the max shot clock. 4:18 in the game clock. Mio on the near side. Fadeaway shot. No. Sends it up top for Watson. To DT Tucker. Far side to Preston Turner in the corner. Take the three. Step right. Doesn't take it. 10 on the shot clock. Tucker up top. This is Mio. 8 on the shot clock. Mio still got it. Check that. Watson. Oh, wouldn't go on the shot. The rebound going to be collected by Will. No! Watson got it to the basket. He's fouled, and he's going to the line to shoot two. The foul is called against Akili Evans, his third, and the team's eighth.
That was all effort. What an effort play by Marcus Watson.
Watson will shoot two. 3:56 to go in the second. Mack down by 6. First for Watson. Short. Dawson Civil going to check back in. Rich Mawator coming out. Civil at 6'1 replaces 6'8 sophomore Rich Mawator. Mack down by 6, 3:56 to go in the second.
Yeah, let's see if we apply some full court pressure here with five guards on the floor.
Second from Watson, rattles out. Dawson Civil deflects the rebound away. Akili Evans lost it out of bounds. Mack going to get it. A break for the Cards. 3:54 to go in the second, down by 6. And Mawator coming in for Dawson Civil. And Patrick Smith takes a timeout. We will take it with them. 3:54 to go in the second, 62-56. Mack down by six in the last possession after this on KFMO.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates. We are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at chrismorrisonagency.com.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Banks, and by CarSmart of Farmington.
Matt gets the ball, inbounding on the baseline. Josh Mio right of the lane. They trail 62-56. Jared Pettis, Jimmy Palmer, and Braden Cooley back at the studio. Mio ready to inbound. Need to get it in before the five count. He does to D.T. Tucker from the block. Can't hit that. The rebound going to be collected. And it's Javaris Moyer for Akili Evans.
Didn't love the shot.
TKO Carpenter, head of the arc. Carpenter trying to get around Josh Mio. Works inside. Out for Evans. Far side three. Yep. Can't let him be open. Evans has seven. He's a 32% shooter from way out. And he hits that one. 65-56. Marcus Watson. To the near side for Mio. Need a three. D.T. Tucker got it back up top for Mio. Mio to the foul line. Met by Xavier Sykes. Matt can't do anything with the zone defense. Mio can't hit that fadeaway shot. And Sykes has the rebound. And Moberly a chance to likely put this one out of reach. They're up by nine. 3:12 to go in the second. Nelson Reynolds doesn't take that three. Backs off as Mio got to him. Civil ready to check in for Mack. Sykes. Through a hand check pressure from Marcus Watson. No whistle. Sykes of the near side. Gets around Watson to the cup. Oh, Akili Evans all alone for three. Rattle it out on the offensive rebound putback for Javaris Moyer. He's got five. An 11-point game. Timeout, Greg Heyer. We'll take it with him. 2:50 left. 67-56 Moberly here at Mineral Area. Leading the Cardinals on KFMO.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, trendy college wear, school supplies, art supplies? In the market for a new laptop computer or other electronics? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. Not sure what to buy? A gift card might be just the thing for the Mac student in your life. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ledington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Visit them online at mineralarea.edu.
2:52 left in regulation. Mack trails 67-56. They will inbound in the backcourt. Dawson Civil in for Rich Mawator. Civil for Mio. Mio lob it to Marcus Watson. Cuts to the far side. Down low. Preston Turner can't get to it and turns it over.
That was a horrible pass. This just wasn't a great pass.
2:46 left in regulation. Mack down by 11. Not the cleanest of winning times tonight. Akili Evans into the corner. TKO Carpenter. What do we got? Shot clock not right. That might be a break for the Cards. Clock's still running. Clock's down to 2:39. And Moberly will inbound on the near side. TKO Carpenter. 67-56. At this point, those whistles just feel like it's delaying the inevitable. That's tough to say. This MAC team has played so well this season. Xavier Sykes on the far side. 2.5 to go. Sykes going to run off some clock. Civil on him. Sykes trips, and Civil called on the foul. And that will put Sykes at the line to shoot a 1-1. Foul is the first on Civil. And if you're Tyler Smith, that is tough to get ejected that early in the game.
I mean, it was difference in the ball game, right?
Yep.
And then obviously you losing to Marion with 9 minutes to go, that doesn't help either.
Nope.
But you game plan for an opponent in a championship game, and traditionally all year he wasn't, but tonight he was the starting point guard, and now you have to play pretty much the entire game without him. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a selfish play.
Sykes hits them both. Mobley still perfect from the free throw line. Make it 69-56. And Sykes knocks that one out of bounds.
And surely there was probably some type of anticipation in the locker room of this game being a little chippy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that things are going to happen throughout the course of the game anytime you play Mobley.
Had to keep it between the whistles and inside the out-of-bounds lines. Marcus Watson out of the backcourt. 2:15 to go to Dawson Civil. Civil up top for Watson. Zone defense for Mobley. Preston Turner working inside. Picked up his dribble. Hands all over him. A whistle on the floor. Foul is called. It's going against Nelson Reynolds. That'll be his third and the team's ninth. Preston Turner will have a 1-1. But it's a 13-point game with 2:07 left in regulation. The largest lead Mobley's had all game. This Mobley team asking about the foul. So Preston Turner will shoot a 1-1. First free throw. Good, he gets the second. 12 points in the game for Preston Turner, surpasses his point per game average of 11 points. Preston Turner with the second. Hits them both. 11-point differential, 69-58. Mack with full court pressure. Javaris Moye slowly on the near side. Dawson Civil going to meet him. Moye got it to Akili Evans. Working in, kick it out. Nelson Reynolds. Step back three, far corner. Rattles out. Rebound deflected. And it's knocked away by Mobley and Javaris Moye. Bucket here ends the game. TKO Carpenter with 1:46 to go into the logo to run some clock off. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Carpenter threw a screen, tried to go to Evans, got it to him. Evans down low and a walk. A double dribble turns it over. 1:38 left, Mack down by 11. Dawson Civil to inbound. On the near side, it's Watson for Civil. At the far wing, need to take a shot. Up top for Watson, need to take a shot. Mio on the near side. He'll take one from the near wing, can't get it. Too strong, and the rebound going to go out of bounds. 69-58.
Free throw line, 3-point line. We have not shot it well tonight at all.
It was a 6-point game at halftime, and Mack had about 10 trips rather to take the lead or tie, and they haven't done it. Akili Evans to the basket, off glass, and he lays it in. Evans has 9. The Region 16 trophy going to be back at Mobley for the third straight season. 71-58, 66 seconds left. Mio on the near side. Need to take a shot. Mio through the lane. Kick it out to Dawson Civil. He'll hop step through. Send it to the near side. D.T. Tucker for 3. Gall rattles out then falls in. D.T. Tucker has 14. 54 seconds left. Mack down by 10. 71-61. And a timeout called by Greg Heyer. If it's a full, it's a full. We'll take it with them. 54.2 to go. Mack down by 10. 71-61 on KFMO.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the life of those we love.
We're there for you in your time of need. In fact, we've been serving the Farmington area since 1864. With years of service to our community, we're proud to be your choice for funeral care.
We celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematory in Farmington.
Farmington Building Supply on Karst Boulevard in Farmington is there to help with everything you need for your next project. Rick and his team are knowledgeable and experienced and are there to help, whether you're a professional contractor or the do-it-yourselfer. Farmington Building Supply, locally owned since 1958, offers you their number one priority, service. Find all the supplies you're looking for along with information and experience you need to finish your project from start to finish at Farmington Building Supply on Karst Boulevard in Farmington.
54.2 to go, 71-61. Mack trailing by 10. A magical season for the Cards. 29-2. It's not over, but you need quick stops and quick buckets.
Yeah, it's...
Inbound for Xavier Sykes. Gets around Dawson Civil, working up the floor on the near side. That's a travel and a turnover. 48.9 to go. Mack down by 10. And it'll be Preston Turner to inbound or Dawson Civil. It'll be Dawson Civil. 48.9. 71-61.
Go, what are we
doing? Dawson Civil inbounds for Watson and gets it back. Watson gets it from Civil to the near side. Back to Civil. Working inside, fakes off a man. Civil out for Watson, extra pass to Mio. Step back three with the man in his face. Misses. Players collide. Civil's got the rebound. Up top, Preston Turner straight on with 30. Got it! Preston Turner's got 16. This is the last MAC timeout. 29.6 to go, a 30-second stoppage. We will keep it here. 29.6 left. MAC down by 7. 71-64.
Yeah, I'm just afraid it's a little too late.
Yep. Yep, Jimmy, I agree. It's silent here at the Bob.
You know, unless Moberly just goes out of their way to help us out here, maybe get a 5-second count or a turnover on the inbound, but, you know.
Yeah.
We had our chances, man, all
game.
Yeah,
we did. We sure did.
All game.
What was it, 5 straight trips midway through this half, or even further out than midway, where Matt could have tied or taken the lead?
At least 5, if not more.
Yep. He had some of those in the first half as well. 29.6 to go. Inbound on the far side. Civil nearly had the steal, but Xavier Sykes gets it, and he's fouled by Civil. Sykes will walk it down and have 2 free throws, and Mobley yet to hit miss a free throw tonight. 20 for 20, Jimmy. That is outstanding.
Yeah.
For a team that averages 72% from the foul line. Xavier Sykes is 4 for 4 as well. Starting to see it on the MAC faces, too, the players. First one for Sykes. Good. These are 2 free throws. Oh, no, MAC only has... They only have 8 from... Oh, okay, all right, yes. 8 on Mack. It's a 1-1. My apologies, folks. Sykes hits the first. Put the foul on the wrong team. Second for Sykes. Hits them both. 22 for 22. And a timeout called by Pat Smith. If it's a full, we'll take it. If it's a 30, we'll keep it here. They have 3 timeouts left. Going to be 2 timeouts, and this is a full stoppage. We'll take a quick break. 26.5 to go. Mack Trail 73-64 on KFMO.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at ofsl.bank.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karst Boulevard in Farmington.
26.5 left. The inbound to D.T. Tucker. Got it to Marcus Watson on the near wing. He gets it to Preston Turner. 20 seconds left. Turner step back three from the near side. Shot wouldn't fall, and he's fouled. He's shooting three. The foul is called against Nelson Reynolds, his fourth, and that's the 10th on Moberly. Pat Smith leading 73-64, arguing this call like his team's trailing. He brings the energy every night, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal coach, one of the GOATs. He's been doing it a long time. He knows a lot about the game. And,
Preston Turner good on the first. He's got 17. Official let him talk. Turner hits both of the two. He's going to get a third. Preston Turner's got 18 points.
Yeah, and he's still going. They haven't warned him. But
GH said two words and got teed up.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah.
Turner can't hit that one. Rebound knocked away. Dawson Civil lays it in. Civil's got 30 points in the season. They come right there, and a foul on Civil as Xavier Sykes tried to Hail Mary three.
It's still 1-1.
This is the last 1-1.
Law of numbers. Moberly is due to miss a free throw.
It'll be Xavier Sykes shooting the 1-1. Mac trails 73-68, 15.7 to go. There is still time, Jimmy. Not a whole lot left.
Need a miss here.
Yes.
Need a miss here.
Missing a rebound. Mac has struggled to rebound tonight.
Need a miss here.
Mac down by five. First one for Xavier Sykes. Good. Make it a six-point game. 74-68. Sykes will get a second. You know, I had a fan tell me tonight, as Sykes unloads, if Moberly goes into zone defense, it might be trouble for the Cards. They went to zone defense, and Mac had no answer. Marcus Watson down by seven to the far side. Josh Mio from way out, rattles out. 8 seconds left. Preston Turner can't get the rebound. It's knocked loose and out of bounds off of Moberly. And with 5.3 to go, Mac needs a shot. That will get them 7 points. Is there a thing that will get them 7 points?
Unfortunately not.
No. Dawson Civil inbounds in the backcourt. To the near side for Preston Turner. 5 seconds left. He'll take a three. Got it. Preston Turner. He's got 21. Mac has no timeouts. Game clock down at 2.1. You need a foul off the ball here. And we get it. Josh Mio. Thank goodness the official was actually looking at something tonight. It's the first on Mio, and we'll have two free throws at the other. And who did he foul, though? I believe it was Xavier Sykes. It was he or TKO Carpenter. It's Xavier Sykes, not the player to foul. Of course, Moberly has not missed a free throw. 2.9 left. Mac trails by four. First one for Sykes. No good. It's a shame we couldn't have that miss a trip ago. Sykes with the second. Mac down by four, 75-71. Sykes can't hit it. Mio's got it. Hail Mary pass. Preston Turner got to shoot it. Oh, that's game.
Still doesn't matter, even if they call goaltending.
75-71, the final. Moberly, third straight Region 16 championship. 75-71, the final. Handshakes commence, and that'll do it. Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show coming up after this on KFMO.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all Lake model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Check us out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Log in today at ofsl.bank.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, trendy college wear, school supplies, art supplies? In the market for a new laptop computer or other electronics? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. Not sure what to buy? A gift card might be just the thing for the Mac student in your life. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Lettington Park Hills exit. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
Visit them online at mineralarea.edu.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Auto Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates, we are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Welcome to the Hubs Pub and Grill post-game show. Come hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre and check them out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com. The Hubs Pub and Grill post-game show on KFMO.
Final score 75-71. Mineral Area comes up short for the third straight year in the Region 16 championship game, this time on their home floor here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, as the fans applaud the Mineral Area Cardinals this year is finishing second in the region. Final score 75-71 as we take a look at the final game stats, and we'll start it with the Moberly Greyhounds. Their leading scorer, Freddie Cooper, had 14 points. Xavier Sykes with 13. Cameron Williams had 12. Nelson Reynolds and TKO Carpenter each with 10. Akili Evans had 9 points. Javaris Boye with 5. And for Mineral Area, Preston Turner led with 21 points. Marcus Watson had 16. D.T. Tucker had 14. And Josh Mio with 13. Amarion Dickerson had 5. And Dawson Civil had 2. Final score again, 75-71. Team stats as we take a look at it. Max shoots 37%, 23 of 63 from the field. Moberly 39%, 22 of 57. From the land of plenty, Mac 31%, 10 of 32. Moberly 26%, 7 of 27. Mac shot just 65% from the free throw line, 15 of 23. And Moberly 24 for 26, 92%. Rebounds favored the Hounds, 32-29. And turnovers, 15 for Moberly. That is a lot for Mac still to not win. Mac had 9 turnovers just three in the second half. Scoring by half, it was 36-30 Moberly in the first. Mack 41-39 in the second, but trailed too much and missed. I don't know, Jimmy, it's tough to put a number on the amount of possessions they had a chance to take the lead and didn't even get shots away or took bad shots.
Just didn't capitalize tonight. Just didn't take advantage of our opportunities. They were there. We just missed them. Tonight was not our night. I think looking at the stats, I know you just read them, kind of zoning in and out here, still just at a loss for words. But for Mineral Area, 32 threes, man, that's a lot. I would venture to say that's maybe the highest number that they've shot from the three-point line this year. And percentage wasn't great, you know. Free throw percentage wasn't great, but opportunities were there. We got 63 shots on the rim. Just only shot 37% for the game, so just wasn't our night.
75-71, the final. We'll take a break, come back and hear from the head coach of the Cards, Greg Heyer, as his first year concludes at a record of 29-3. Moberly moving on, 25-7. They will play the winner of Region 4 at the winner of Region 4, which is expected to be Triton, who led in their game at halftime over Highland by 17. We will take a break, come back with more after this on KFMO.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Check us out on Facebook or online at HubsPubAndGrill.com.
The Hubs Pub. Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematory in Farmington.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at ChrisMorrisonAgency.com.
Hey guys, Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart, think Car Smart, and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
You want financial freedom as an adult, and as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Banks, and by CarSmart of Farmington.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
Did you know you can transfer money to or from your Ozarks Federal accounts to another participating bank without moving an inch? TransferNow provides Ozarks Federal customers with an easy and secure way to transfer funds. Transfer your funds to and from checking, savings, and money market accounts at many U.S.-based financial institutions. Stop by Ozarks Federal to find out more about TransferNow. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Log in today at ofsl.bank.
You want financial freedom as an adult. And as a parent, you'll want your kids to understand exactly where that begins. You can start by opening their very own student checking account at First State Community Bank. Once your son or daughter turns 12, they're eligible for a student checking account with no minimum balance requirements. A student checking account will be easy to understand for them and a wonderful teaching tool for you. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Visit fscb.com. Member FDIC.
When you buy a vehicle, it's a big purchase and often a sacrifice. Hi, I'm John Robinson, sales manager at Pettis Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Farmington. When you're thinking about buying a new or used vehicle, we understand the hard work it takes to pay for one. That is why we work harder than any other dealership to get you the best deal possible. At Pettis Automotive, we will get you into the vehicle you need and want for the best price with the best customer service. Visit us today on the Auto Road off Highway 67 and let us help you get into the vehicle you've been dreaming about. Pettis Automotive, we will work harder for you than any other dealership.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace and Ozark Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Mineral Area College, and by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Ludington. Final score again, 75-71. Moberly wins it. Getting pictures with the trophy are the Greyhounds as they'll have a happy 3-hour trip back to Moberly tonight. Then next Saturday, they will travel up to Illinois and play the Region 4 winner, that is Triton. They are currently playing now, but we're winning at halftime by 17. And then Moberly will have to hope for an at-large bid. Final score in this one, 75-71, as we await the head coach, Greg Heyer, to come talk to us after this one. A tough loss for the Mineral Area Cardinals, just their third of the season at the hands of the number 19 team in the nation as well, Moberly, as the Cardinals were up to sixth in the nation. Just a tough way to end the year on their home floor here at the Bob. Just the first loss for Mac this season here at Mineral Area College. As Greg Heyer makes his way over to us. And here he comes. A final score again of 75-71. Thought he was going to head over here. You know what? We'll take one more break. Once we get back, he will be right over here on KFMO.
Today's tax laws are complicated. A relatively simple return can be confusing. It is easy to overlook deductions to which you are entitled. Hi, I'm John Boyd with Boyd & Associates in Farmington. Accounting is what we do best. We are professional, experienced, affordable, and offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. We turn complicated matters into simple concepts. Find us online at boyd-cpa.com. Boyd & Associates, we are proud supporters of MAC Athletics.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at ChrisMorrisonAgency.com.
guys. Cody Newkirk here, Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. I would like to send out a huge thank you to all that have purchased cars from us this year. We've had a fantastic year. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and check out how I've revamped our inventory. Now 80% of our cars are under $20,000 and all late model vehicles. Do not miss out. Go to thinkcarsmart.com and pick out your next car today. That's Car Smart of Jackson and Farmington. When you're in the market for a car, think smart. Think Car Smart and shop us first. Car Smart, where buying a car isn't rocket science.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Samsism Motors in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loans, Weems Insurance in Farmington, and by Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterra and Potosi.
One final time on the Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show. Final score, Moberly beats Mineral Area 75-71. We are now joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, that is Greg Heyer, as the first season comes to an unfortunate close here against the Moberly Greyhounds of the Region 16 tournament. What happened in this one, Coach?
Well, it really came down to, I told them at the beginning of the game or in the locker room before the game, it's going to come down to rebounding. And it came down to rebounding. They out-hustled us to the ball. They had
32 rebounds to your 29, Coach.
Yeah, so we got, that's probably the first time in maybe all year that we've been out-rebounded.
Yeah. It's a tough way for,
you know, that
the season ends.
That, and we picked the wrong day to come unglued.
Yeah.
As a team.
Yep.
We came unglued, and it's unfortunate. And I haven't seen that side of this team all year long, and to do it in front of these wonderful fans. I mean, what an awesome crowd! The energy in the Bob was amazing, and. We had guys that played heavy minutes because of ejection and injuries, and but it's unfortunate. I'm just, like I told them after the game, I appreciate all their hard work and everything all year, but this is the first time all year with this team I felt handcuffed.
Yeah.
We couldn't execute. We never had lineups out there that knew where we could run stuff, and it was very unfortunate, and that's what happens in those type of situations when you can't execute and you can't come up with the ball. How many times did we get stops and we couldn't come up with the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, over and over. And then how many times did we have the ball where they
with the chance
it
to
out?
Take the lead?
Yeah, and they knocked the ball out
yeah.
of our hands.
Yeah.
You know, things like that are very unfortunate. But like I just told them, It's learning lessons. So, again, I always want to thank everybody at MAC, the MAC family, the St. Francis County, all the surrounding counties, all the fans. Everybody was just awesome this year and so welcoming, and sucks that it had to come to an end like this.
How tough of a position did it put the team in with 2.5 minutes into the game and Tyler Smith getting ejected?
That really, he's been playing really, really well at the point. I'll have to go back in the video and watch what happened. I don't know exactly what happened. But, if they're aggressive antics and we retaliated, then that's very unfortunate. I know there was a lot of back and forth during this game, and it was an intense game, and I told them it was going to be an intense game, and they're tough, and they don't back down. And I knew they weren't going to back down, and they didn't back down. And congratulations to Pat Smith and his team. That was big because he's been playing really well, and I'm really able to execute with him on the court. It's just very unfortunate.
Overall, a successful season, being that you only had a handful amount of time to put this team together compared to what other coaches had. To win 29 games and lose just three and go 15-1 here at the Bob, what does that say about the team this season, and not just the team but even the coaching staff, being able to put together a winning team that quickly?
Well, it says a lot about our guys, about their fight, their grit, their ability to come to work every day, and their work ethic, and, and my staff, my assistants are awesome. I love them. They're great. They're assets to the community. They're assets to the college. They're assets to our players. They're unbelievable people. They've worked so hard. And they keep getting better and better, just like the team. And just unfortunate that, you know, what happened tonight. I'm kind of still stunned at just the why of it. Like, why did it happen? And that's for me to figure out.
Coach, I hate to put you on the spot, but I have to ask a question like this. With where you were at and an NCAA team coming down here to the NJCAA and your first season, it ends at 29-3. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, Coach. What's the future looking like for Greg Heyer?
I got a 7-4 on campus now, and I got I saw Job at the game as well. I've been recruiting. Now I'll start recruiting a lot harder, but I look forward to building a championship team here, and that's what I came here to do. And, you know, the job isn't finished, so I'm going to have to go put another team together, and I got a little bit more time, and it's, I enjoy this part of the process, and help these current guys finish up and get on to bigger and better places. And I just told Scott, like, I'm a loyal person, and I'll never forget what Mac did for me. And we love it here. We love the people here. We love everything about it. And it's a great working environment every single day. And it's close to home. And it's close to my wife's sister, who's the head coach at Illinois. And my wife can get to those games. So I know that was a long-winded answer, but I do truly, truly just love this place and love these people. And this place was, the Bob was rocking tonight. Man, that was just, I love the energy that was in the building, and I wish we could have fed off it a little bit more.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for coming by and joining us. Wonderful season this year. Always nice to talk to you, Coach, and I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Yeah, sounds good, Jay. Thanks for everything you've done. You've done an unbelievable job of just following our team, being there, great interviews, ask great questions. Do a great job. My family loves listening to you. Shout out to a mom who didn't get to come, but my dad is here in Arizona, and I know she's watching the game with the family. But love the fam, and miss you guys. But Jared, you've done an amazing job, and keep up the good work. And now we can cheer the women's team, all right, on to a region championship.
Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
That's Greg Heyer, head coach. Oh, sorry. Say it again.
Go Cardinals.
My bad, Coach. That's Greg Heyer joining us on KFMO as his club falls in this one. 75-71. The season comes to a close with a record of 29-3. That'll wrap things up here on KFMO today. Our next broadcast of any kind coming your way Tuesday when the Lady Cardinals host State Fair here at the Bob and a Region 16 semifinal coverage starting around 6 o'clock on KFMO. Around 5 o'clock on KFMO with tip-off at 6. I'm Jared Pettis. Braden Cooley doing a great job back at the studio, and Jimmy Palmer filling in, doing a great job as well. So long, and join us on Tuesday.